Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Tuesday, the 17th of September 2013, and on the occasion of being on the list of nominated for Best Independent Podcaster on the Irish Web Awards list, you will find more on webawards.ie. I thought it would be a good idea to give you a little bit of a manifesto, if you will, an explanation of where this podcast came from and why I do it and how it ties in with the blog. About nearly 18 months ago now, no, not even that much, say 14 months ago or so, I figured that it was about time that I started diversifying the blog. So I was happy putting up pictures and recipes and writing a little bit on the blog, not a huge amount, but I felt like I needed another outlet. I wasn't confident enough in my writing skills to increase the quantity of writing and opinion pieces on the blog. So at the time, I set myself up on Audioboo with a free account. And at the time, I had 3 minutes free account because that is what you get when you sign up for an Audioboo account for free. I installed the app on my phone, signed up on the app on the site, and away I went. And for the first couple of months, I didn't even embed the widget for the app onto my blog. So I had a separate standalone podcast. And while I linked back to my blog, and every now and again, I linked back to the podcast from the blog, which is wholesomeireland.com, in case you haven't guessed, I didn't tie the two together. And I used the podcast going way back when, a year or so ago, I used it as an opportunity to sometimes do a weekly roundup of what had been going on in the blog, but also gave me a chance to play around a little bit with my opinions, to talk to people about things that were affecting us as a family, and to share information. So as I became more confident podcasting, I then decided that I'd start writing some opinion pieces on the blog, and I also embedded the Audioboo widget, which is where you are probably listening to me right now because it's on the right hand side of every single blog page that I have. Of course, if you're listening to me on mobile, you may have scrolled down to the end of the mobile, or you could be listening to me on iTunes, because after a while then I set myself up with an iTunes account so that you could subscribe to the podcast on iTunes as well as listening to it elsewhere. But anyway, the basic idea is that the podcast gives me an opportunity to speak to my readers, to speak to people who want to hear my opinions, want to hear the emotion, want to hear the person behind the opinions. And having the podcast has certainly opened up an awful lot of opportunities for me. I also joined a new group of Toastmasters in the local town, and I started attending Toastmasters. I think it might have been just before Christmas or just after Christmas, just gone. And that really challenged me to take a look at how I spoke, how I assembled my sentences, how I spoke off the cuff. On Audioboo in particular, I don't read from notes. I look off into the distance and cobble words together from thin air. Every now and again, I might have a word or two here and there just to kind of keep me on track. But for the most part, I don't. So Toastmasters really challenged me to do that, but also to eliminate an awful lot of the crutches that you have when you're speaking, the M's, the A's, the words that you continuously go back to, the repetitive ones. So it also encouraged me to learn how to speak off the cuff, speak on the spot, but also how to assemble a speech together. And all of this was leading towards a point where I wanted to be able to talk to people about the blog, to talk to people about the concerns that we have as a family who are living on a budget in Ireland post-recession, during the recession, post-Celtic Tiger economy, our experiences. I want to be able to turn around to people and explain to people and articulate myself in a way that makes sense. One of the issues that surrounds people who are living on a tight budget, and if you want to call it living in poverty in the Irish economy, well, you know, call it that, but that's technically not what we're living in, because poverty to me is somebody who's living in sub-Saharan Africa in a third world country. We're not living in a third world country. Technically, we're not living in poverty, but we are living in post-Celtic Tiger economy. And one of the things surrounding the social stigma surrounding families who live on a very, very tight budget is that they don't tend to be given a voice. You don't tend to hear from an individual. You hear about people talking about scroungers, people who depend on social welfare benefits. You hear from advocacy groups who are fantastic in their own right, but you don't tend to hear from the person at the coalface, the person who goes out, who does the shopping, who cobbles the pennies together. And that's what I really wanted to do. I wanted to give myself a voice, and by giving myself a voice, giving other people a voice. So that's where the podcast evolved. Over the last couple of weeks, I have been just doing the weekly roundups. I haven't been in the best, but the podcast has come a huge amount in the past 12, 14 months, and I really hope that it'll bring me much further. So with that, if you're looking for me, you'll find me on all social networks as Wholesome Ireland, apart from Twitter, where I am at Wholesome IE.